Tonight on Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, we're going to discuss and recap episode 4 of season 41. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Oops, I left the brand up there. Ugh, so unprofessional. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I know how to pull it out.
Do you, though?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
And welcome to the show.
But Jeff seems to think I do.
Okay. Holy moly. We have already people in the chat. What a boot in this episode. No, not the, you know, Canadian what about. No, like what a boot getting and dropped out here. Chris in the chat already reminded me of Eric giving up his immunity necklace. It's maybe not as – actually, no, it probably is as bad, right? I mean
– it went home.
It wouldn't have saved him like Eric's would have.
Right. That's the difference is Eric actually was immune and then gave it up. JD just – gave it up for nothing.
And Scott D calls it out well here. Poor JD was fooled a second, or is it a third time? Yeah, you did it once. Why go back to that? Well, there's no reason to.
Fool me once. I don't know the rest of it.
I don't understand the vote out.
Yeah.
Because he would have done anything for her. Like, yeah, she wants to build her resume and all that, but like.
She wanted to steal a vote.
Yeah, she wanted that more than anything. And Ro, sweet kid, too trusting indeed. Kind of played hard the whole time. We didn't think he was going to last long, but I didn't think he would go out like this, almost completely blindsided, neutered, whatever you want to call it. Like just
when Jeannie didn't roll the guy, I figured that he was gone.
Can I just say there's one element to the die roll that, or at least as we all probably expected Jeannie would have done that tonight, that I thought had been cool because they're kind of doing this, you know, flashback thing with their editing where something happens and they actually go back to show you what happened. Because if they show you the die roll and she gets it before, it kind of makes the drama of Tribal a little less. So what if whenever somebody does do the die roll, they don't reveal it to you until it's like time to vote or whatever. And then they flash back and they roll the die and they get it. What are your thoughts on that presentation of it?
I hope that's how they do it.
Right?
Yeah, so we don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jeff will probably go, she rolled the die.
I know. Okay, what you're about to say is.
Well, the twist to the die roll is you have to say some silly phrase like my butt is itchy really out loud if you are going to roll the dice, but you have to say it before you even go up to vote because that adds more strategery to the game.
It feels like some fighting words.
But speaking of...
Actually, I like it because it would make me laugh.
That's what they're doing, that stupid immunity. And how about they didn't even show Xander say it. His phrase today, the butterfly flies one, right?
Maybe
butterflies are just dead relatives.
Oh, he has to say it no matter what, right?
He has to. So they just didn't show it in the edit. So are they realizing that, you know, people at home were already tiring of the?
I think so.
This new version of the idol.
I don't know.
Nobody found the. So there's still two out there.
Yeah.
Right? So Xander's just screwed. I mean,
he is because, yeah, you're right. Brad's went back into the wild and they were all too busy, you know, fighting over who's going to roll a die or give me your advantage to actually go out and get Brad's idol. Or are they, you know, we don't know. They haven't shown us. So they're like, screw that. I don't want that stupid idol where you have to like basically have the target back with no benefit.
I mean, again, knowing what you know, why would you want it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, nope, give me under my pillow. Nope, I don't want it. Nope, I don't want it.
Pointing to under my bed? I don't want it.
Ben's coming out of retirement. Come find it.
No, Ben, in his all-star season, Ben's like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. I know I was big on these last time, but these ain't worth it.
I mean, I could see the other tribe trying to, I mean, if they found it, because they don't know too much about it. But that, like I said, that tribe knows, okay, you get that, it's useless unless someone else gets it. Mm-hmm. And once you start doing this stupid saying every week, and now Xander's had to say it three times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where I do critique the edit here, is they're not showing it to us, which means it was wholly irrelevant to this episode.
It was irrelevant
tonight. No, I'm saying it was irrelevant to the episode, but that's saying something when, you know, each time they have to say this phrase, it should, the stakes should raise each time, right? To where it's more pressure to do it every single tribal or challenge. And the fact that, you know, time three, they didn't even show us is, I think, a bad sign for this idol.
I think you're just nitpicking because you don't like it.
I'm speaking. This is what people are saying on Twitter. Jack and I are representing the voice of Survivors fans. Colleen is being.
Let's talk about counter.
We're on Survivor Twitter.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the episode. Let's talk like.
That was it. It wasn't in the episode. So we're making sure we get that before we talk about what was in the episode. Elena is in the house. She was literally in our house just a few days ago. Good to see you, Elena.
That's true. She was.
I honestly got distracted in the last 30 minutes. Excited to hear your recap.
That's
Elena, you're lucky that you declined to come with me yesterday because I ended up stepping in a nest of yellow jackets and the entire lower half of my body is a swollen rash of pain right now. That's
Colleen would
quiet.
Do great on Survivor because I don't think there's yellow jackets on the island.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Chris says the old portions of gameplay not affecting the outcome have been edited for time gimmick.
Well, you know, also, isn't it kind of nice, though, that we've had Mandy actually pointed this out, that we had four episodes of Survivor and no, you know, the idol hasn't really been a factor in any of the vote deciding. It hasn't been played yet. Like
because they neutered, they nullified it.
Yeah, I know. But isn't it also kind of nice that we've had like actual, well, I mean, we've had the little gimmicky things, but we haven't, it's, you know,
you've had all the gimmick, none of the, none of the benefit,
none of the reward.
I'm just gonna sit here and hold my burning thighs that are radiating heat.
You know it's love when you have to apply cortisone cream to your wife's butt and thighs because she got destroyed by yellow jackets.
I was laying on Jay before and he's like, oh my god, you're just a furnace. And I was like, yeah.
Did you have like honey all over you or something?
No, I just stepped off the trail a couple of feet and just must have just all of a sudden it was
who knew?
And then my friends that were trying to like swat them off me, they got stung. Anyway,
who knew that? What's it called? Geocaching or what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, geocaching.
Who knew that was a contact sport?
Oh, Colleen could make it.
Colleen? This is my second yellow jacket attack while geocaching in 2 months.
Colleen
is so bad this time.
Colleen has the energy and aura of Jerry Gergich from Parks and Recreation.
That's not true.
Scott D, did anyone think catch those turtles, cook them?
No, I was like, run to freedom, little baby turtles.
I honestly thought that's what they were going to go do.
Scoop them up, come on.
I thought so too, and I was like, where is this going?
They're protected species, so they can't do that.
I'll say this, I was upset that one turtle they couldn't, that was struggling to get out, you know, the one that was, come on, turtle, that they called it Heather. I didn't like that.
No, but the turtle was eventually successful.
Too soon.
Oh man.
They weren't calling it Tiffany
because Tiffany got her groove back this episode.
Hey, listen, Tiffany at least like finished it. I you know, I'm sorry. I know they spent like 20 minutes trying to make Heather feel better about herself today as she's watching it at home, but I don't think there was much of anything redeeming.
Remember how I said she was gonna get the redemption final three edit?
You're not wrong, Colleen, because why spend that much time showing her be really bad at something? At least she didn't quit, sure. But it still wasn't a great look. And then go ahead.
They're trying to make the millennials happy. You participated. It's okay.
But she's old. She's your age, Jack.
I know, but that's what they're trying to say. That's what they're trying.
I mean, I think it's
you
this
didn't
whole.
Give up.
Well, it's this survivor.
What she should have done. It said someone else go so she could regroup.
Exactly.
And stop doing this. I can't believe no one said, hey, tag out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll go last. And then you, all the pressure's off you.
Yeah.
Because when you keep doing something wrong,
yep.
sometimes just stepping back.
Yep. Reset, right? Take a reset.
Yeah.
Clear your head. Approach it again. You know, yeah. I think that works for a lot of people. Any sports or non-sports, just like take a break and then come back and approach it again with a fresh.
Because you know, sometimes you can't do something.
But Jack, you know this very well about me. I am not a fast person whatsoever. But that was some of the slowest movements I've ever seen on the show. Because she throws the ball up, and literally, I think she was walking across the thing. There's no chance she was going to get it.
Well, they were telling her too. Once you throw it up, start running.
Exactly. That's what I was like. You have to start running.
She was waiting for it to start rolling down. And she just didn't have the speed to catch it.
Too late. Elena agrees the turtles were the cutest, but Chris thought they would have cooked them. I'm guessing, but I believe those are either loggerhead or leatherhead. Leatherback turtles, they're endangered species.
They were babies. You can't eat baby turtles.
They're also endangered species. That's why you can't eat them. All right. Moving on.
I was going to say, because Jay was like, well, don't forget that most baby turtles get eaten by birds when they're running from the, like, where they hatch into the water. And I was like, oh, my God. We have this beautiful, like, monologue. Like, you know, they're all talking about, like, or montage, rather, talking about how the baby turtles are a symbol for the tribe and how strong they are. And I was like, oh, my God, if a bird comes and, like, snatches this one up and eats it.
I thought it'd been, I thought it would. I would have laughed.
That's something Survivor, like, would do.
Survivor would do that, 100%. 100%.
But Jeff would go, I'm sorry you had to see that. Because you know what? This is why I do the show. I've back for 41 seasons because of people like you, Heather, that can't do anything. That's what I'm here for.
Oh,
I love watching people that can't play the game. It's what he said.
I know that is kind of what he said.
You know, the money and being producer and being rich. No.
It's only having like to work. Heather, what, 60 days a year?
Yeah, it's people like you, Heather, that just are incompetent.
And, right.
But don't quit. That makes me feel good.
She must be a friend of a producer or something like that, because why? They were just going above and beyond to make her feel good. Anyway.
Yeah. No, but
I'm with you, Colleen. That was so over the top. She must be towards the end to kind of give her. There was no Dodo music or anything like that. It was all uplifting, soaring. She had a talking head at the end talking about how she feels victorious. There's no way they don't do that without her having to be relevant down the line.
Yeah.
Speaking of being relevant, aka not relevant, I had a player that I saw today for the first time, and it was Erica.
Jay was like, who is this person?
I said the same thing.
I go, we're talking about Erica.
I go, who's that?
Yeah, when she was walking up, I was like, who's that player?
I know, I feel terrible because I can't even remember her from her preseason video.
I'm struggling on the names, trying to remember them.
So
I go, who?
So then Erica talks about how great game plays and she wants to overthrow Sydney. And then we have Sydney, who really low self-esteem, just low view of herself.
Jeff won't have to pump her up.
This is, she said.
Can you give a direct quote?
Yeah, I'm the threat of threats. I'm savvy as hell. I'm good looking. I'm a physical threat.
Well, don't, you know, but she's not holding back.
No, she doesn't struggle. Like, clearly that percentage of people who are on Instagram and then feel bad about themselves, that's not her.
But Erica, since her first day was today. With her tribe.
Trouble, Erica.
They helicoptered her in right to that moment.
She didn't know that Sydney, every time she finds information around, she runs back to Deshaun.
Exactly. And so Deshaun just blows up her spot immediately. With the purple hair.
No. Purple Erica, like Purple Kelly from Nicaragua.
But the thing about this tribe that's just so funny is. Sydney is not in barely any of those things that she said that she was. And she's also.
Oh, that's mean.
No, I'm sorry. Like, she's sporadic. She's changing her mind every 5 seconds. Huh?
She is good looking. I'll give her that one.
Okay, but like most people are in their own way, you know, I don't know. Like a lot of people are good looking.
You are so good looking.
That's what Colleen says to herself in the mirror every morning before work. And I'm like, honey, stop it. Seriously. I'm kidding. She doesn't say that. Yeah, I'm all brag. But yeah, I'm not impressed with Sydney's game whatsoever. But Erica, like, again, there's their own, like, to Colleen's point about edit, didn't even know she existed until this episode. She finally shows up this episode.
She's getting a winner's edit.
If
I hate to bring up Michelle, but,
but this
no,
person,
at least you saw Michelle every single episode, like, randomly.
If we don't all three pick Erica to go home next week, we're
know,
not
right?
paying attention.
Yeah, it's like that classic edit where, like, you know, they get no screen time, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, like, there's like screen time, and they don't go home that episode. So it must be like raising awareness.
Yeah,
like, here's why she goes home next week.
Exactly. Yep. 100%.
And that tribe hasn't lost anything. So why?
They tried. They
yeah,
sure
can we
tried.
Talk about the them like literally trying to lose, and one the other team tribes being that inept. And then two, Nasir single-handedly winning a team challenge.
Oh, my God. He carried literally all, well, I guess as Jeff would say, Nasir literally carrying his family on his back. He did, though. They won that challenge. Because well, I like how Deshaun was just like, you know, basically he was doing for fun what JD was doing while trying. And...
money.
Clank.
Tribal. Clank. But yeah, so he was doing it. And I just love Nasir was like, oh, I've had enough of this S. Like, let's go. You're
like,
out.
Pretty much. And he did it. I give him credit. Like, one, it's never throw a challenge.
Well, the logic was stupid. He goes,
yeah.
You know what? We go to the merge and they can pick us off one at a time because we're only six. Well, what if you're only five? It doesn't make sense. I mean,
right,
like, and then if say, obviously only two people knew about, I'm assuming. Knew
yeah,
about
it was just those two. It was just those two.
If you found out that they were, say it gets out that they were trying to throw that challenge, I'm voting them off the next time. That's who's going to get my vote.
Yeah. Why risk it like
that? You're doing such a major thing like that mm-hmm. without, you know, including the tribe. I mean, he's tying yeah. knots instead of untying them.
Yeah. Just ask Shoeless Joe Jackson how that works out.
Exactly.
The fact that they, like, we actually could see him while, like, you know, retying them and nobody on his team noticed it. Like, it kind of, like, when people have to find the, like, idols at the challenges and you're like, how are they going to do it without being noticed? Dude was retying the bags and nobody noticed.
And he would have taken that one with the key and tossed it 100 miles away.
And nobody would have noticed.
No.
He totally would have.
But I think this could come back to bite him if it gets out.
I don't think it gets out, to be honest. Like, it's just two people and they trust each other. It's not like Sydney knowing it or somebody telling Deshaun it. Like, I think that stays tight.
Maybe they forget Erica's not part of production. And they accidentally tell her.
What is she, funny or something?
I don't know.
I thought I was supposed to give you my confessional.
I'm of the opinion that unless you have extreme circumstances, it is never a good idea to throw a challenge.
Yeah. It never works. It never works.
No.
Look, I mean, time and time again. I don't think, has there ever been a successful one?
I don't know. Jay, are you recording this into GarageBand by any chance?
Yeah.
And Erica, at this point, Erica, can we assume is not a threat?
No. Like, what?
So you had to throw a challenge to get rid of Erica?
But that's
right.
But that's how good that tribe is. Like, there needs to be a merge because they're essentially unbeatable. Like, they were trying to lose and still came in first.
Right.
Second.
Were they came in second? Okay.
But it would have been first if. Oh my God, that was amazing that when. He's like going really slowly, and they show the yellow tribe is still in the water. Evie's going like the total wrong way. Oh,
what was Evie doing?
Yeah, Evie's my new winner's pick, and I like her, but Someone literally get her GPS because the beach is...
Well, it was at that point where Jay and I looked at each other and we're like, oh yeah, they're not going to lose. Like, they're going to try so hard to lose.
Has she ever been to the beach?
You go maybe in, not. I don't know.
You come out. You go in. You come out.
I mean, I get it. There's like stressors of the game, and there's probably you're not thinking. I don't know. You're not sleeping.
I mean,
eating.
I get a swimming pool because you can get out almost anywhere, but the ocean.
They got to eat that fish.
Yeah, the blue fish. That's reward. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
That was, still protein. It's still better than having to eat the meat off of like a baby turtle neck or something.
I don't know. It's like salt reward.
Oh, my favorite part with the turtles.
Hey, some people would die for that award, sir.
I know.
My favorite part about the baby turtle sequence was when they were like, you got to dig deep, baby turtle. It made me laugh.
Anyway, did... What do we think of Nathan, like the island expert? That was really cool.
That was pretty neat. When he went upside down on the tree, I immediately almost threw up. I was like, oh God, this is,
I'm going to do that.
I'm scared
now
of heights today.
Next time I am in Fiji.
I didn't like though when the expert though stepped on the yellow jacket nest.
Not funny.
I didn't like that. too soon.
I'm sitting here and I'm literally like the bottom half of my body is burning and the top half is shivering. It's very weird.
And but somebody still won't go to the doctor.
I called my doctor today. She said she was calling in a prescription, and then I called them at 5 and it still wasn't in. I called her at 9:30 a.m. when I realized that I was sitting there and it felt like I had done like a CrossFit workout. It was just hurting down to my muscles. Just by being still, and I also couldn't breathe.
You have a crappy doctor.
Yeah, I gotta agree with
that. She's
Jack
always
on
been
one.
Really good, actually. So I was kind of surprised when it wasn't
day.
There.
Except when you need her.
Yeah, exactly. Scott D feels like a lot of unaware players and novice players with a few people who are big fans who know what's up.
Elena, I was expecting the expert to be Rupert.
Wait, I was going to get to that. Can we go to Scott D's first
Sorry,
here before you jump
that was
ahead?
Amazing.
It's so unprofessional.
I know, gosh.
Wow. We're not going to win Best Survivor Podcast this year.
Proceed, please.
Thoughts here on Scott D's comment before we go down the line.
There do seem like there's a lot of unaware players that they're just not. But, you know, you look at a guy like JD who claims to be a super fan who watches every episode. It's shaped his, again, Woo's one of his favorites. But, I mean, how many times you got to get, if someone wants your, the way Shan, was it Shan, is that what you call her?
Shan, yeah.
She wants it again. That should send a. I would have said,
absolutely.
Okay, look, you can
for no reason. There's no good reason.
You can either trust me or not. I go, but here's the deal. If you keep giving me this crap, I'll steal your vote.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I'll team with
Jeannie. Yeah.
And vote you out.
100%.
I don't know what else I can do. I'm with you.
Yeah. 100%. But he's young, and clearly they had a strong relationship. You're talking about how there's like a little brother or whatever, so there's a strong relationship there. And, you know, I even, you know, to JD's credit, he did say in the at Tribal, you know, like, I understand what it's like to sit at home and say, like, you know, Monday morning quarterback it, like we're doing now. But being there is a completely different thing. And, you know, I'm not playing the game I thought I would play. So I think there is an element to, like, once you're there, it's harder. And there are a lot of younger people this season that are obviously big fans of Survivor. And I think that's kind of leading to Scott D's point here of it feels like a lot of unaware players, novice players, the few people are big fans.
Well, I agree. It's always different than, you know, like I said, the Monday morning quarterbacking. But, again, I've watched every episode. I wouldn't say I'm uber fan, you know, I'm a super fan, but I'm super.
Well, hey, listen, also
you tried to get on like 7 years in a row.
Yeah, but that's why they wouldn't let me on, because I would have won.
Keep in mind, this is also the first season we're seeing in a little while without having a returning player on a tribe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it should be easy.
I think, you know, novice and unaware is also different than Survivor fans, because it seems like there are a lot of fans playing.
Yeah,
like they can drop their trivia.
Yep.
But you, you have to be a Survivor fan to go out during a pandemic, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But it seems like every time we see super fans, they don't do well.
Because I think they're, I think especially for super fans, especially their first time, they kind of come out guns blazing. Like there's probably a lot of adrenaline and expectation, and there's so many things you want to probably, as even JD said, like check off your Survivor dream list. That there, it just kind of, it, you probably overplay it, right? And we've seen it time and time again for the super fans. And then sometimes, and if they get a chance to come back, they've already done it. All of the allure and excitement of just being on it is gone, and you're able to focus more on actual gameplay as opposed to being, hey, I'm on this show I love. And that's got to be an out-of-body experience. But if you do it again, that allure, you don't have to, I bet you it's not there, like a Cochran, where did not play a great game the first time, probably because of what all these different things of doing it for the first time. And then you come back and you're able to kind of probably let go a lot of that super fan moniker.
Yeah.
Elena, super fans equals big move-itis. Absolutely. And they kind of swing for it without earning it.
When I first read that, I read it differently than I
same here. After the JP issue last week, I'm gun shy. I'm not adding add-ons to words. But anyways, Chris Dorn, I laughed so hard when JD tossed the ring and exclaimed "money" and bricked it.
And then Shan said, "What does he think he is, Michael?"
Iverson. Iverson. Allen Iverson.
Talk to me about practice.
That was so funny when she was like, maybe he should be like tribal, because that's what we're actually getting.
Chris Doran, super fans probably tend to overthink things. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of the point we're kind of coming to here for first time super fans. But there has also been a trend of like super fans coming back, if they are invited back again, playing better the second time around.
I think you're right. But again, you have to. I get where
well, you not if you're what's your name? Who got voted out first in Shireen?
Yeah, but that was like an all-star, right?
That's true. Yeah, that was Cambodia.
Yeah,
I think I forgot what I was gonna say. No, I get where it, you know, it's like because I tried to get on there what 6-7 times. If I would have got on there, I would have. But I think being older, be like, okay, I'm here to win it. I may not get another chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, as Scott points out, David Wright was a big fan, did pretty well. So did what's his name? Mike White.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He went to the final three.
Yeah. Yep.
And he was friends with Jeff Probst and was like, yo, put me on the show. And he did okay for himself.
But Elena says David was almost a first boot, but he survived.
Right. He was, that's right, yeah.
I forgot about that. So, I don't know. Do we think that we're going to merge anytime soon?
There, it's so usually it's at week 3 or 4. It would have been at the
it's like at week 6.
It's
5 or 6.
Like merge, merge, or like the pre-merge.
Oh, swap. Usually swap at like episode 3.
Right? So, but given the shorter scale, I think maybe there's no swap and we'll merge later, right?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, since we've got 4 weeks down.
And maybe since this idol thing is a bust, maybe they merge sooner because, right?
No, I don't think they would change. I don't think they would change that around like that.
Because we're almost at the halfway point of the season.
Yeah.
We've already had 12 days. If there's 29 days, that's 17 days left. So next...
We need to merge soon, within the next 1 or 2 episodes.
So next week would about be the halfway point.
Yeah, we've lost 5 people. 13. Usually they merge around 13. So if they don't merge next week, then they have to merge the following week.
Yeah.
You have to think that that's probably going to like be taken into account at some point. I don't know.
Is it an 8-episode season? I'm guessing. It's a short season then.
No. I think it's 10, because usually 13 episodes, right?
Yeah, but...
Because so we're at four episodes now, so that would mean that we only have...
6 left.
6
4
left.
More to go?
Well, if we had 8. Well, season? Next week would be the halfway point in terms of days.
Yeah. There's Elena asked if there's fewer episodes, just fewer days of play. It's got to be both, right?
Yeah, it's both. Yeah, they're doing still about 3 days an episode, aren't they? They're doing 2 days episode. Maybe that's what it is, but it doesn't seem like that.
Didn't someone say on this episode it was the hardest? This must be the hardest Survivor ever because of the food situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I go, well, didn't the first one, didn't they eat rats?
So. But I think they still had rice to start, I believe.
Okay.
There just happened to be rats on the island, so they...
And those weren't protected?
No, I think there's plenty of those to go around. And I guarantee those rats were probably introduced there by some pirate 400 years ago, so they weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
All right, then, there you go.
Super gross. I don't know, I feel like...
Yo.
I liked the little bit of happiness we got from the Yellow Tribe, even though Tiffany was basically like, you know, this is a game of me, it's but me, I don't want to, it's all baby. About me, but I don't want to make it all about me. Like, she was very much like, nah, it wasn't me. It was everybody. It was an all of us game. As she's pointing to herself.
Yeah.
She has been doing well in the last couple challenges.
She has, which I'll give her credit, but I don't
want to. She wasn't swimming the wrong way.
No. So Tiffany, sure, but I don't really care about her. Can we talk about the all-star of this episode? A superstar performance. A tour de force. Shan. So I just, like, not only, like, strategically fun, but just fun to watch. Like, if you're talking about coming into it and wanting to have an impact on the game, like, I freaking adore her. She's playing her butt off. And
she's a great character.
And she's scoring her own. And then she's like, I don't want to be a villain. I'm an assassin. Like, just so much awesomeness.
And she was. I mean, she orchestrated that whole blindside. And she ended up getting the steal a vote.
Yeah.
She's definitely player of the night.
Yeah, she's been she playing showed like up. A couple times she, now already. Yeah.
She showed up. And, like, not only is she... She's got this, like, rare whatever of, like, playing aggressively, but being able to act as though she's not. Like,
yeah.
I really believed her. I looked into her eyes, and she just really thought that I was going to do that. And I was like, well, that sounds like some male bravado right there, but
bravado. Well, that's JD, though. You really can't count that.
No.
I know. I'm so bummed that we lost JD. I was hoping that we would get him through the merge so we can get some JD jury goodness.
Mm-hmm. Because Jeannie's kind of boring. No offense, Jeannie. JD, I think, is a more compelling person to watch.
We didn't talk about Jeannie coming back and being so upset. She goes, we just on your own. I'm not doing anything.
Because who cares? Like, she's not a very compelling player.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds mean. I'm saying
it to her tribe. I said, that's a big mistake. I go, you don't have to show your cards. You're frustrated, but mm-hmm. just say, okay,
But then not play the die. Like, I don't know. I'm over her gameplay.
She had to have known. I mean, Ricard and
sure, you're right.
Jen must have really been like, seriously.
Yeah.
Because she looked nervous. Like, she didn't, whatever plan was told to her, she didn't believe.
And we didn't say this when JD found out that Brad had, that Shan knew that Brad had an immunity that he could have played. Or had some stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And he goes, he literally calls her out and she goes, well, that was Brad's stuff. I couldn't give that away.
Right. And then he buys it. Like, how is Shan playing this hard, but is still somehow under the radar? It's blowing my mind.
Because she blew it when at first she did when Jeannie was going on. She goes, look, Brad had a thing. Did he tell you?
Yeah,
that was a mistake.
It was an overshare, but it didn't.
So
buy her.
Okay. Speaking of that, when she was like, "Well, Brad didn't tell you about that," I wonder if the way that they got Jeannie on board to go along with them and not do the roll the die is they showed her, "Hey, I have JD's advantage now. Look, this is what I have. You can trust me. Your other ally didn't show you what he had, but you can trust me."
Yeah.
Scott D on Jeannie. Propes hates Jeannie. She swears off taking care of anyone. Propes brings in a guy to teach them how to take care of themselves without her. So So Shan making big moves, kicking butt, and also chewing up the scene. Freaking love her. But was it the right move to blindside JD instead of
Because as soon as they merge, if Jeannie doesn't feel secure, she's a free agent. And if and they, you know, she's kind of like, you know, been on the bottom and she knows it. So I don't know. Like she had a loyal puppy dog that she was literally like kicking every episode. And he was literally still like, you know, love me, love me. So it's just. I
think she realized maybe they're down to three. I mean, what power do they have? If a merge comes, there's only three of them. Mm-hmm. But she has that steal a vote.
But the merge comes and she has somebody that she knows is going to be loyal, JD, then
did you have
to stick together? That like the tribes that go down to two people, generally those two people make it far all the way to the end is like they were talking about the blue tribe, you know, you have all these axes to grind when you don't go to tribal council. Mm-hmm. So you have those tensions and you have the people that are at the bottom because they have less numbers that are just looking to cling to anything. But like mm-hmm. the two or three people that are on those tribes that go down to nothing, like they're strong because they've the ones that had the bond to stick together.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Jeannie, we haven't seen it that she is close enough with them that those bonds will stick together, that she won't go at a swap.
Well, I think she'll be a free agent. She's going to go with what's ever going to keep her longer in the game. But the problem with JD is even though he was loyal to Shan, his game was erratic. And he just was like, all over the place. So it's almost like, and plus, I don't know. I would rather have, at this point, when there's only three, I'd rather have this steal a vote.
So expand on that, Jackal, because that's where I think this strategy makes sense. Like, I agree with Carl's point here because JD's probably more loyal than Jeannie, but I do like the idea of stealing a vote. Why do you think that's the better play here?
Because she can use it to her advantage. I mean, it just, you know, obviously she can, you know, if she knows that she's low man, you know, she's low person on the totem pole, she can go and pull, you know, somebody's vote away. If it's because a lot of times, especially in the merge, it comes down to a 50, you know, you always have the person, I'm the deciding factor. I control all the power. You know, you see it all the time.
Yeah.
And it usually comes down to like one vote. Mm-hmm. You steal the vote, that person's out of here. I mean, again, JD, other than being loyal,
can't she just use JD to do whatever she wants later on anyway?
Maybe, but is JD loyal in a merge where now he's with these other people that he's interacted with before? Like, does he switch alliances or whatever? All that Shan knows is that she is tight with Ricard. Everything else is probably up in the air a little bit. And she's saying, this is my chance to take this advantage for myself.
I mean, she had it. I mean, again, if you're like six in your alliance going into the merge, then you probably, you know,
you can coast.
You don't need this steal a vote or something like that. But when you only have three, and like I said, Jeannie just voted that way to stay alive.
Sure.
It was just, okay, one more day mentality. But I don't know. We'll find out what happens. I mean, she's been playing other than that mistake she made when she got upset with Jeannie and told, you know, about Brad, she's been playing a pretty good game.
Yeah.
A really good game, actually.
Chris says, it's easy to win chess when your opponents think you're playing checkers. Elena thinks it's a great point as well. So,
Or in JD's case, it's easy to lose at chess when you're playing checkers.
So, okay, player of the game is Shan again.
Oh, yeah, without question.
I think the jury's out because I don't
Well, who would you nominate as your player of the game, Colleen?
That's really tough. I guess Shan with what we're working with. Mm-hmm. Kudos to my man Ricard for, you know, still being in that
for
top
being
two.
There. Now we know player of the game. What about GOAT, lowercase g, GOAT of the game?
It's got to be JD.
No, because he's
out,
lost.
So he can't be.
He's out.
Are you saying greatest of all time?
No, GOAT, like the one you take along. That's
useless player. Well,
clearly, Jeannie.
I say Heather. Heather's the GOAT of the game. That's my
in fact, pick. You know, it's funny. I didn't remember her either until I get Heather. I go, oh, okay, yeah, that kind of.
Who's she?
Not as bad as Erica.
Heather's thing was her whole thing was she was afraid of being left out.
Colleen. Yeah, hold on. Ew, wait, I got it. All right, that's my goat of the game, Colleen. Who's the goat? Who are you taking with you on this episode?
On this episode, probably Jeannie.
Jeannie, okay.
Honestly, if I would have said that JD would have been a great goat.
But he's too erratic. A goat is someone you're going to bring.
But he's not erratic. He is voted in line every time.
I guess.
He's just, you know, very like show-offy because he's 20 years old. Also, Jack, I just realized that your background says reward with the blue fish. That's pretty great.
Sherry says my husband thinks goat. It does.
It does.
All caps goat does. But in Survivor, goat, lowercase. Yeah. Is somebody who's bring along to the end that has no effect on the game.
The only problem with bringing Jeannie to the end, she's got a temper.
This is what I would say of goat of the game is just who was the least effective
player.
I'd
go with Heather because Jeannie's still in the game.
Well, Heather's still in the game.
So
too.
Is Heather.
Yeah, but Heather didn't have a chance to get voted out. You think if they would have gotten a tribal that she wouldn't be voted out?
No, I think Erica was out there. Erica was the one to go.
I think they wanted Erica.
So, yeah, you're right. I think it would have been Heather's the goat. Heather's the goat of the game.
I think it would have been between Erica and Sydney. Yeah, agreed. I think Sydney just maybe rubs people the wrong way.
She rustles too many feathers. That was a great Survivor player once said. All right, that is our thoughts on this episode. Now it's time to hear what you all thought with some listener feedback.
Hold on, I gotta pull up the
Colleen,
email.
Colleen, prepared as always, has emails from our listeners that she will read
and
at her leisure.
Go ahead and start now.
And you can go ahead and start reading those emails. Want. Right?
It's circling. Hold on. It's circling.
Circling the drain.
I have an old laptop. What's
old
today?
Laptop.
Today. We got an email from Aunt Tammy.
Hey, there we go. All right. She's on the West Coast. Anyways,
yeah,
go ahead.
She sent it 6 hours ago.
Okay. All right.
So happy to have your Survivor back and your podcast. I miss having Jay and Jack Network podcasting about shows and shows that I watch.
We don't watch your crappy shows. That's a problem.
It's nice. I know. Well, that's because, yeah, there was a lack of TV. It's nice that you are all enthusiastic about it. I agree with you guys on the new idol option with the three tribes having to find it. It's maybe more enjoyable for people at home, but I feel for the contestants to have to keep losing a vote waiting for three people to find an idol, no matter how easy it may be, seems like a lot to put on the line. Hold on, I'm old. I need to make this officially zoom in on this email. And all we have so far is some awkward comments at a challenge. It hasn't added to gameplay. It really doesn't help any of them that so many people know about it. I just don't understand sharing that information. The main reason I'm writing is much more important about Xander. I noticed his chest being a bit different when it was first shown. It stands out. I think it's the color, not the size. But the most important thing I have to ask is, do you really mean his nipples? I think you're talking about his areolas, and yet you guys just keep saying nipples. Maybe it's because I talk about breastfeeding so much with work, but it's a well-known body part. Please clarify in future podcasts. His areolas are darker than most lighter skinned people. So I think that is what stands out. During the last two podcasts, with all the discussion about what comes to mind is JD on Scrubs saying Keith has dynamite areolas. It doesn't help I'm listening to a Scrubs podcast too. Anyways, Ding, thanks for coming back. Aunt Tammy.
His areolas are too big.
I think they're fine. But that's just me. But Aunt Tammy, emailer of the week. Well done. Bravo.
That's the only email we got?
Well, we got a Facebook message from Mandy. And
messages now? What's going on?
She's not feeling well, so she's going to go to bed early. I don't think you have all talked about it, but a good thing to point out tonight would be that we are 4 episodes in and still not a single idol is in the game.
Oh, I wonder why.
Everybody wants to talk about these idols.
Why are the idols not in play? Colleen loves it, though.
No, I love the fact that they all have to combine their powers of awkward phrasing. Like, that's, I think.
Wonder Twins!
Exactly. It's like Captain Planet, but Captain Idol. I think that's hilarious. However, the fact that they have to do
that. Oh, it's funny, but it's not good Survivor play.
No. It's fine Survivor play. It's a game. It's the rules of the game. It's fine. That's my feeling about it. However, the fact that they have to do that so that they have a 1 in 3 chance of using said idol, that is the part that I will call a little bit BS on. I'm not sure why Jay is going to sleep except to disrespect my opinion, maybe?
No, I'm glad you're finally starting to turn on it. I can see it there.
No, I'm not turning on the mechanisms.
No, you said it. You just said it right there.
A little bit.
Right, Jack? She said it.
I'm not turning on the mechanisms of saying the phrase. I think that that's funny and clever. Mm-hmm, but if they're not... See, I think they should each say their phrase so then they're rewarded in the end with an idol. But they're rewarded with one that only one of them can play. And that...
No, it's I think perfect. They all, it activates for all of them.
No, it's 1/3. Last week, the wording was you get 1/3 of an immunity idol. So they have to activate it.
I thought one of them gets to play it. I thought they all got an idol, really?
It's even stupider if they only get 1/3.
I would say vote me out now.
Yeah, screw it. Like, what? That's not it. There's no way that's it.
Well. I guess we'll find out.
All I know is that 3 out of 4 Glatfelters agree that the idol is stupid. Thank you, Aunt Tammy. That's 75%. That is a solid C.
Yeah, that's a quorum. That's a
C's
quorum
get
for sure.
Degrees. That's all I'll say. All right. If there is no other feedback, it is time to tally the votes, ladies and gentlemen. Let me pull it up here.
Ooh.
Why? You don't like tallying the votes?
Can I just bring up one more thing?
Nope.
No.
That makes Shan so awesome. She talked about them farting all over each other.
Oh, that was cute. That was really
that was amazing.
He's like, I didn't know. They're all like, oh, I didn't fart on anybody.
I know. And she's like, nah, dog, I've heard you fart.
All right. So let's see where we had JD in the preseason picks.
Which is just a shout out to Frank from this weekend.
All right. Where are you, JD? Did I skip you? Where is he? Is it Jarius? Is that JD's name?
Must be, right?
No, yes?
Yeah, there's no other J from the green team. Yeah. I'm guessing that's him.
Well, how did he get D?
His middle name. Oh. Yeah, probably Jarius Duncan or something. I don't know.
Duncan?
That's a D name. Duncan, Dan.
Maybe it's Jarius.
Duncan Hines.
Like Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl, Duncan, Dwayne.
Daniel,
David.
Dimitri.
That'd be cool.
Nice Russian name, Dimitri.
Dimitri Robinson. No, JD gets the boot. Colleen said, oh, man, both Colleen and Jack get points. I get nada.
But I lose my point.
What's her theme song? Do-do-do-do-do-do.
But it's a hum. It's a. It's not a duh. It's a hum. You are married. I'm in love with Shan, and I don't care who knows it.
Honestly, I'm kind of in love with her too.
Is she now your favorite? She's your new favorite.
She's my favorite. She's my winner's pick. So I've been in it to win it since the beginning. Shan, don't let all these other fakers on this show make you think. No, I've loved you since the beginning. Hashtag just saying. Okay. So both Jack and Colleen get points on that. Who's going home? Colleen said Sydney, no points.
Well, one can hope.
I said Tiffany, no points. Jack had a very convoluted said Xander gets voted out, but will successfully use the tribal council die, and Tiffany will get sent home. Wagered 1 tally point. I added a 3-point kicker if somehow this came true. It did not, so I am sorry, Jack.
If they would have lost, like they should have.
Evie was, your winner's pick was trying for you.
I know. She goes, wait, Jack made that big pick. I got to swim the wrong way. You know, if Jeff wouldn't have told her, she might have been, what's that, next island's over.
All right. Week five. I think I have the first pick, and no way in H-E double hockey sticks do I not pick Erica to go home. Jack, you're up next.
That team just doesn't lose.
It's true.
And that's the only, because I want to pick Erica too, but the only downside to that is the team doesn't.
What if they merge and then they finally
beat her? If they merge, then she's not going to go home because she's, they don't even know she's there. let's see. I'm going to go.
I know it's so tough.
I'll go Xander. He doesn't have a vote.
Okay.
With his big areolas.
Are those areolas in your shirt? You just happy to see me.
It's like Mickey. It's like Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, I see you there. All right, Colleen.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna go, you know, I'm gonna go with Sydney again. Okay. As I feel like if we get to emerge, she's the one that's most likely to piss everybody off.
It's not a bad take.
She's too pretty to be voted out.
No, because she also, okay, I was gonna say this before. Doesn't she give you RC vibes? Remember RC from the season that Malcolm won? Not Malcolm, that Denise won, Philippines. And RC and Abby Maria and Pete.
See, I'm Colleen.
Every time I think RC, I just think cola.
Ha 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 ha.
No, I mean, no. I don't remember who RC is.
Brunette Italian girl.
Brunette Italian on Survivor.
No.
Never had one of those before.
No.
RC.
We don't even have one of those on our show.
She was feuding with Abby Maria.
Okay, that's not helping.
She was kind of dating Pete, who, remember Pete?
No, it's, this is going nowhere.
Pete, who later went on to date Michelle, winners
land the
Michelle.
Plane. Land the plane.
No, I'm just saying, she gives me RC vibes. I know somebody in the chat out there is going to agree with me.
I'm happy.
Where,
for you.
You know, she's kind of a pain in the butt, but they keep her around because some people like her. Okay. But I do feel that she is, you know, probably not long for this merge.
Not at all.
So I'm going to go with RC, with Sydney.
Going back a little bit earlier, how about Heather for player of the game? She tried so hard and never gave up. Eye roll. Well done, Elena. That's why you're my favorite. All right, final tallies here. I have 3, Jack has 2, and Colleen in the lead with 4. We're all so pretty close. We're all within 1 point of each other. Anything can happen, because remember, once the merge happens, our picks then in the pre-tally vote are worth 3 apiece.
Ooh.
So that changes the game a little bit. The stakes raise as the game continues on for our tally vote.
It is a game changer.
Listen, this is 41, season 14 of Survivor J. John Colleen. So we can drop the 1,
like
carry
reverse.
The 4.
4-1-1-4. So we really are dropping the 4, carrying the 1, or whatever the F it was.
That was lame.
I'm still trying to figure out who RC is.
oh my God, RC. She was supposed to be in Blood versus right. Water, but then her dad couldn't make it at the last minute because he had a health problem. When
Thank you to everybody in the chat tonight. This show is not made possible without your, you know, presence and contributions to our live episodes, to our listener feedback. Thank you as well. And we want to especially thank some of our patrons. But before that, I want to thank all of our patrons. And then last but not least, I want to thank some of our patrons that contribute a certain amount to this show. Colleen, who are those patrons?
Those patrons who join through patreon.com/jnjack are Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it as always.
You can send an email if you want to be in our listener feedback segment to SurvivorJJC at
Gmail.
Can we get a better email this week, next week?
SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/JJJack group.
Spaceback Facebook.com/group/JNJack.
It took him 35 minutes to do the opening.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Dude, I kept hearing you read it, and I was like, it's not hard. They hate me because they ain't me. And you kept doing it.
I kept saying hate me because they ain't me.
It sounds like me when I'm recording something, and I go, and your mom is laughing because I'm cussing up here.
It's they hate me because they ain't me.
I'm happy for you. But you want to know something? It's easy to sit there eating your chips on the couch, judging me after the fact, but I'm here doing it live, baby.
And who knew
drinking my bourbon from the desk is what you're saying.
Who knew Jeff did impressions too? Yeah, I could vote that guy off. Yeah, that's what I should do.
Listen, Jeff's really approachable. You know, you can have a beer with him. He's just a really normal guy.
I would hands down have a beer with Jeff Probst.
Oh, I bet you would. Who would?
And
you?
I bet you. Here's my question. I bet you that dude drinks like a 4% session ale, but I would still do it with my.
Here's my question for you, Colleen. IPA. Who wouldn't you have a beer with? And on that bombshell,
Russell Hantz, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon.
That
if
is it
lying.
For this. Yeah, exactly. The Survivor JJC.
By myself.
We will see you all next time. Thank you to everyone in the chat. Thank you for those who listen on the podcast. And until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out, everybody.